1 year has passed since John Biewen finished reporting on the lives of Marsha, Michael, and Kyrie. We wanted to catch up, so Marsha joins us from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, Marsha.
Hi.
So how's it been going for you the past year?
Well, a lot has happened in the past year, but I would have to say overall it has been good. Work is going good. I'm actually about to start a new job in an area that I've always wanted to go into. It'll be a nonprofit, and it's a new ministry. It'll be for a transitional housing program for women coming out of prison.
How are your sons, Michael and Kyrie?
They're both doing okay. Kyrie is now in middle school, and he is enjoying that. It's been a challenge for him, a little adjustment, but overall he's doing well. Michael is now doing better in school, but we still have some of the same issues with him. Other than that, they're doing okay.
Has their dad been released from prison yet?
No, he have not. They have visited with him about a month ago, but he has not been released yet.
Mm-hmm. How's Michael's music coming? I mean, we heard him rapping before.
Well, he has a notebook with about 30 songs, so he's still writing.
Uh-huh. And anger, you're still dealing with that with your son?
Yes, I am, and actually now looking at some alternatives for him, some youth camps or Christian-based camps for him. I've been looking and exploring different options.
So overall, Marsha, it's been a tough and a long road for you. Give us a sense of who you are now.
Well, I think I'm a much stronger person. My faith is much stronger. Through everything, that's one thing I have managed to keep was, you know, my faith. That's what really got me through everything. It was just knowing that, you know, things were going to work out for me, and things are working out for me. I feel like God has just made a path for me, and I'm just walking that path that he has laid before me.
How far ahead on that path can you see at this moment? What do you hope for in the future?
Well, in the future, I really see myself still heavily involved with prison ministry, especially with children of incarcerated parents. I'm working on trying to establish a nonprofit for children of incarcerated parents, and that's my goal, and that's what I will continue to work on.
Marsha spoke with us from the studios of the North Carolina Agency for Public Telecommunications. Marsha, thanks a lot and good luck to you.
Thank you.